A bipartisan group has ranked the best cities in the United States for immigrants. Number 10 is Detroit, San Francisco is number 5, New York City is number 3, and as WNYC's Arun Venugopal explains, the number 1 ranking goes to
Newark, New Jersey. The list comes to us from New American Economy, and what it measures is the extent to which a city can successfully integrate its immigrants. Can they get jobs as easily as native-born residents? Do they own homes and have health insurance? Jeremy Robbins is the executive director of New American Economy.
Immigrants, because of the opportunities that exist in Newark, because of the affordable housing, because there are jobs for them, are making more comparatively. They are less likely to be receiving benefits.
The mayor of Newark, Raz Baraka, issued a triumphant press release in the wake of the report. And Ray Ocasio, who runs a Newark-based organization, La Casa de Don Pedro, says the mayor does deserve much of the credit.
His immigrant ID, his outreach to the community, I think, has been excellent. Those things go a long way in terms of making people feel welcome.
Ocasio's concern is whether Newark will remain affordable, or, as he put it, go the way of Brooklyn. That said, even with its high cost of living, the report says New York City is the third best city in the country for immigrants. Robbins of New American Economy says that's because the city government does more than almost every other city in America to protect them, to educate them, and help them start their own businesses. And just as important, it encourages immigrants to become American citizens. Arun Venugopal, WNYC News.